Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The Geara in County Cork is one of Ireland's last surviving fragments of ancient native forest. It's dense, it's almost impenetrable. It has been largely untouched since the Ice Age, imagine. It contains a unique collection of birds, otters, freshwater mussels and rare plants. Now, much of it was destroyed to make way for dams in the 1950s, but there is now a campaign to have the remainder designated a national park and taken over by the National Parks and Wildlife Service. Well, I'm joined now by two of the few people in Ireland who've actually been inside this magical sounding place. We have ecologist Pádraig Fógarty and Harriet Burgess, who's a Green Party activist who's been campaigning to preserve the Geara. You're both very welcome, and I was saying to you when you came in, it does sound like such a mystical and magical place, Harriet, that it's down to the two of you now to try and describe it to us, because it's a difficult one, I would imagine, to put words to. It sounds extraordinary.
Yeah, it's such a privilege to have been on the inside of the forest, Claire. It's, I guess, myself and Pádraig were there in May. So it's, I guess, the flowers and everything is the most abundant at that time. It's, you're just looking at this thousands of river islands that are covered in green. And at the time we were there, there was wild garlic everywhere. So it's like nearly like white snow covering all of these beautiful islands. You can see dragonflies the size of your fist. The bird song is incredible. There are otters swimming around the rivers. And just to give people an idea of what it actually looks like at the moment. So if you are coming from the town of Macroom, you'll come up to the Geara. There's one sign for it and there's a public walkway. And what you see to your left is what you described just there, Claire. It's the remnants of the forest that were destroyed when the River Lee and the Lee Valley was flooded in the 1950s. So that was done in pursuit of hydroelectric energy generation. And what's so amazing about the Geara is that, you know, despite really this attempted drowning of the Geara through in this artificial reservoir, if you look to your left on the public walkway, the forest is regenerating itself. So what you can see is this kind of marshland of these islands, which are what make the Geara so rare. And it's an inland river delta. So river deltas typically form where a river meets the sea, mm-hmm. like at the Nile, for example. But what's extremely rare, and this only happens a few times or has happened a few times in the world, at the Okavango River Delta, for example, in Botswana, is that it forms inland.
And there's nothing like this west of the Rhine in Germany, is
exactly.
That right? That's how rare this is. And Pádraig, to come to you, I talked about how difficult it is to access. Can you describe what it's like getting in there and how you managed to get in?
So myself and Harriet were very lucky. There's a guy down in Macroom, Kevin Corcoran, and credit to Kevin, he's been campaigning about this for years. But had it not been to have having Kevin as a guide, I mean, we wouldn't have even attempted getting in, because it's just a total labyrinth. Kevin talks about this sensation that you get when you're in the forest, that you lose all orientation. He would say that one of the hard parts about the forest is getting in, but the harder part is getting out again. So it can be quite dangerous and disorienting in that way.
And do you get in on foot then?
You can get in on foot, but the water can be quite shallow. We were there after it quite a dry spell, but after heavy rain, then the water comes up again. And so it's a very dangerous place. So we would never encourage anybody to just go in by themselves. That would be quite a dangerous thing. But I think what we want to do is give people, not only in Ireland, especially in Macroom, a sense of what the place is like. I think a lot of people think that the dead part of the forest, the dead stumps, is the nature reserve and is the special part. But actually, it's this magical enclave of native forest.
I was looking at photographs of those stumps last night, and they do have a particular beauty in themselves. You know, there's some gorgeous photographs that people can look up online where you see these blackened stumps in the water and the beautiful sunlight on them and so on. The message you want, though, to send out today is that's not it. That's not what we're talking about here. You might give us a sense of why the rest of it is so special, Pádraig.
So native woodland of any kind in Ireland is very, very rare. There's very little native woodland left in Ireland, only maybe 1% of the country, down from 80% after the Ice Age. But even within that tiny little cohort, the Gira is absolutely unique because, as Harriet described, it is an inland river delta. Also, I think it's unique in that because it has had so little human interference, nature has had full control of this area over the years. You get, you know, trees falling over and rotting. You don't have dogs running through it. You get this sense of peace and quiet in a way that nature is allowed to do its own thing. Now, that is totally unheard of in Ireland, where people are everywhere. So for that reason, it's completely unique. It's also a very important, you know, our native forests are very important for biodiversity and for water quality. And here we have this amazing opportunity because half the Gira was destroyed with the building of the dam in the 1950s. And so we could double the size of the Gira, I think, in quite a short space of time and quite easily as well. So it's a huge opportunity here for nature restoration.
And who looks after it now?
So it's currently owned and managed by the ESB. So I guess this is part of the historical legacy of the Gira. So when I actually started researching this and looking into it, the ESB actually owns a huge amount of land in the Lee Valley. They were given wide sweeping powers to basically compulsory orally purchase order land back in the 1950s. And this was for the building of the dam at Carrigadrohid and also at Inniscarra, which is where I'm from, where I'd walk regularly with my family. But I do think we need to start questioning now why, especially when, you know, the state is pursuing different types of clean energy now, like solar energy and wind energy, why, if, you know, we don't maybe need the land in the Lee Valley to be used for what it was used for historically, why can't we contemplate, you know, this mm-hmm. really important rare forest, as Pádraig described, really, in my estimation, I think it's probably the largest expanse of native Irish woodland that is untouched in the country. Why is it that it's being managed by the ESB today? And could it be managed more appropriately by an entity like the NPWS?
Right, that you feel that its conservation would be better managed if it was designated a national park. Isn't that it?
I think so, Claire. And there's a few things that relate to that. And I've raised these current concerns myself in the past. Like, there are things going wrong with the Gira at the moment. So there have been the introduction of invasive species to the rivers around the Lee Valley, such as perch and bream. There have also been swan mussels spotted. Like, these are invasive species that could do a lot of damage to the forest into the future if these things are allowed to go on unmanaged. We have looked for a management plan from the ESB, but that hasn't been forthcoming mm-hmm. yet,
well,
unfortunately.
We were on to them now, and they've given us a statement. This is from the ESB, and they said that since 2017 they've carried out extensive surveying of the site and detailed modelling of the water levels to inform and generate a site management plan, and that's currently nearing completion. They say that their own ecologists at the ESB have recently engaged with the National Parks and Wildlife Service to review the latest draft of our plan. So that might be encouraging for you that they are working together with the National Parks and Wildlife Service at this stage. It's their intention to publish the management plan following the conclusion of our engagement with the NPWS. The plan is intended to be a living document and will be amended following input from interested parties in the course of any discussions and as time progresses.
Yeah, that's something that we've been hearing around where I'm from for the last 7 years. The scoping exercise was published by the ESB in 2017. I think it's a dereliction of duty that we're waiting this long for a management plan, to be honest, Claire, because, you know, people like Pádraig, who are ecologists, can't assess what's actually going on and what's happening. And, you know, up until recently, unfortunately, this was something I had to raise in correspondence, actually hunting was being permitted at the Gira. Now, I've gotten a confirmation from the ESB in writing that that's not going to be permitted this year because they themselves acknowledged that there were concerning numbers of birdfowl diminishing at the Gira. So look, that's positive, but I think it's time to have a mature discussion about how we can best protect the Gira going into the future. Okay. And I do think the NPWS are the state entity that have the appropriate personnel to do that.
Okay, and Pádraig, what do you want to see happening to this place?
Yeah, I mean, I would be totally supportive of what Harriet is suggesting, that it goes into the hands of the National Parks and Wildlife Service. I think the bigger picture here is that we have state agencies in Ireland like the ESB that own a lot of land. They were set up, you know, with the dawn of the Irish state to do a particular job, generate electricity, forestry and so on. But some of those remits now are just out of date, and they need to get with the times. They need to be actively supporting remedial measures for to address the climate and biodiversity emergency. The ESB is not in the business of nature restoration. They're in the business of generating electricity. I think they probably have little interest in the GERA. The National Parks and Wildlife Service, their job is nature restoration. So the right place for it would be
ownership. Fair to them, they do say they do have their own ecologists looking after it. I mean, we have to give them their due here. They're not neglecting the place, according to what they say in their own statement here. They also say it's an important part of the reservoir, which they have to operate and manage to provide drinking water for Cork City, flood alleviation, generation of renewable electricity. And they say in that statement to us that the management of water levels in the reservoir is critical to maintaining dam safety. But I suppose in right across this debate, when it comes to our ecology, there are competing interests. Mm. And it's up to us as a state and as a people to manage those competing interests so that we can look after these places. Isn't that where we're at?
Yeah, and ultimately we need politicians. I mean, these are state agencies. These are owned and trusted by the people of Ireland. So we need our national politicians to take charge of it. Across Europe, we're seeing very ambitious projects to remove dams. The dam in Cork were built at a time when dams were going up all over the place. They caused enormous ecological damage. You know, that was the time we were in. And a lot of cases now, those dams are coming down. And it's part of the general movement for nature restoration. So I think we could do that. It won't affect electricity generation because there's practically no electricity being generated. There's another dam further downstream again. So this would be no risk whatsoever to flooding or anything like that in Cork City. Okay. This would really be a no-brainer. But we need the right agency who knows what they're doing to be in charge of it.
And part of the reason why you're both here, Harriet, to finish on this is to let people know that this is there. I mean, you don't want people going in there and trampling on the beautiful ecology that's there. But to let people know that it is important, a really important ecological resource that we need to look after.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, we're in a time of biodiversity crisis. But this is such a positive example of nature protecting itself and just, you know, an absolute jewel in terms of ecology being right on the doorstep of the people of Cork City and the town of Macroom. And I just think, you know, we've talked a lot about biodiversity and ecology, but I think it's time now to think about who would be the appropriate state entity to, I guess, do justice to the GERA. Like, there is a history there of people. There were forest dwellers that lived in the GERA up until the 1950s, and, you know, they were devastated when the Dee Valley was flooded and their home and their ancestral home was destroyed. And there are questions about biodiversity and conservation that we need to ask, but there are also questions of historical legacy. Like, how can we best protect the GERA into the future? How can we make sure that, you know, young people and kids are getting access to green spaces and learning about their heritage, learning about this incredible history, and, you know, just how amazing nature can be, because that is what the GERA has to offer.
All right. Well, thank you both for coming in. That's Harriet Burgess and Pádraig Fogarty. Now, coming up next, The Gathering.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.